Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
We welcome you in the Lord's name. It's so good that you're able to join with us today around the Word of God, and we pray that the Word of God will be of great benefit and eternal blessing to your soul. And we do take the opportunity to wish you God's richest blessing throughout this incoming year. We will hear the Word of God in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, and then the verse 23. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Forasmuch as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. Forasmuch as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workman, and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing, they are all the work of cunning men. But the Lord is the true God, He is the living God, and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We know that the Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His word today. We will bow together before the Lord and seek the Lord's help and His blessing upon His word. Our gracious God, our loving eternal Father, in the Savior's lovely and all-precious name, we bow in Thy sacred and holy presence. And how we thank Thee that Thou hast said, I will instruct Thee and teach Thee in the way that Thou shalt go. And we pray that in this new year, Thou wilt help us in all our ways to acknowledge Thee, and Thou wilt direct our paths. How we praise Thee today that the Gospels have been written, that we may know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through His name. How we rejoice in the finished work of the cross, in the atonement made for our sins, in the shedding of the Savior's own blood, that we might be justified freely from all things. So draw alongside us, speak to our hearts from Thy precious word, and we pray at the beginning of the year, hearts will have a new beginning, the experience of the new birth, and know what it is to be right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in his worthy name. Amen. The Lord is the living and the true God, the great creator, the maker of heaven and earth, the seas, and all things that are therein. Glory and greatness can only be ascribed to him. How alarming that Jeremiah had to plead with the people not to learn the way of the heathen. They were in danger of groveling before gods of wood and stone. Oh, those idols had eyes, but they saw not. They had ears, but they heard not. This people to whom belonged the living oracles, the precepts and the promises, their waywardness proves the point made in verse 23. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The new year is before us. Its waters are uncharted, its paths untrodden. It's an unknown quantity. Perhaps you have cherished hopes for this year, dreams that you trust will be turned into reality. You have plans that are carefully, meticulously laid. You would do well to acknowledge with Jeremiah your inability to reason, to plan for the future. The reasoning powers of sinful man are seriously flawed. And that fact is before us in Psalm 49, when in verse 13 we discover their way is their folly. The verse 11 explains their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. Here are people who have no comprehension of the brevity of life, of their mortality, or of eternity. Their folly is inherited, sadly, by their offspring, for the verse 13 goes on to say, their posterity approve their sayings. Folly, perverted reasoning, is bound up in the hearts of succeeding generations, reinforcing this truth. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Oh, as you stand at the threshold of the year, may the light of this text shine in to your heart and bring your feet into wisdom's ways, the way of peace with God through the blood of the cross. Notice with me, first of all, the progression of life. The verse 23, we have the two words in it, walketh and steps. And those words bring to mind the idea of progression, of going on. And here is the sobering truth about time. It does not stand still. None of our lives stand still. The aging process that none of us like to dwell upon, it is at work, even in the very youngest among us. And this year will bring further progression to our lives. It will take us nearer to eternity's shore. In Job chapter 7 and verse 6, Job said, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. The shuttle, its movement, it's just like the twinkling of an eye, a rapid motion. And so is the progression of our lives. We are told in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
The rich fool's soul that we read of in Luke chapter 12 was required of him on the very night he boasted of many years to come. When Pharaoh met up with Jacob, he asked him the straightforward question, "How old art thou?" In answering the question, Jacob was very conscious of the progression of life. He referred in Genesis 47 and verse 9, he says, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage." He counted his life up in days. He did not boast of years, though he lived to the age of 130. He preferred to define his life in days. He saw it as a pilgrimage, a progressive journey. Pharaoh, though he was oblivious to it, he too was on a pilgrimage. David said, "We are sojourners. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding." The reality is, there is but a step, just one step, between you and I and death. This day that you began on earth, you may conclude in eternity. Would it be well with your soul? Oh, that you would number your days and apply your heart unto wisdom. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop at late or early hour. To lose one's wealth is sad indeed. To lose one's health is more. To lose one's soul is such a loss that no man can restore. Oh, that today, at the beginning of the year, you would count the cost if your soul should be lost. The progression of life. But also in our text, we must consider the peril of life. Your peril in life's way is this: your inability to direct your steps aright. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15 explains that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And foolishness is in the heart of every child of Adam. Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 7, he said, "I know not how to go out or come in." Even Adam in paradise unspoilt, in his state of innocence, he could not direct his steps aright. He turned aside to his own way, the way of spiritual death and sin and ungodliness. In grasping for the tree of knowledge, he forfeited the tree of life. So far, in Job chapter 11 and verse 12, he said, "Vain man would be wise, though man be like a wild ass's colt." And what a telling illustration is this of our text. Man would be wise. He takes to himself the honor of being wise. In reality, he is like the wild ass's colt, the most self-willed, uncontrollable creature. Think of the folly of the Babel builders in their pride, raising their tower to prevent their dispersion. It became the very means of them being scattered abroad on the face of the earth. Proud Pharaoh aspired to deal wisely with the people of Israel so that his kingdom would be preserved, it resulted in its destruction at the Red Sea. Haman's plan to heap honor on himself was the first step to his demise and death on his own gallows. Naturally, you and I, in our sin, we are like the wild ass's colt. It cannot direct its steps, and like it, we are wayward. Romans chapter 1 and verse 22 speaks of those professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. Oh, as far as spiritual things is concerned, there is none that understandeth. We have all gone out of the way. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 3 makes it clear that madness is in men's hearts while they live. And if today finds you without Christ, you're in a course which the Bible describes as madness. Your preference for worldly things to heavenly, your engrossment in temporal things as opposed to eternal, your determination to go on in your sin unrepentant, to remain a Christless soul, underscores your madness, your folly. It illustrates the peril of your life, your inability, as our text says, to direct your path. Your steps are taking you deeper and deeper into ungodliness, nearer and nearer to hell's destruction. The wheels of time, night and day, incessantly are propelling you on quickly down the broad road to a lost eternity. Oh, awake to your perishing condition. See the peril of your life, your inability to direct your steps aright without Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. But then we also see in our text the path of life. If it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, then in whose power is it? We know that Samuel the prophet, he taught, he instructed the people. But who will teach you and I the good and the right way? The Lord is the master teacher. And the Lord tells us plainly in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the way to God. While Jacob lay slumbering with a stone for his pillow at Bethel, he dreamed, and in his dream he saw a ladder, the foot of which rested on earth. The top of it reached to heaven. And what a wonderful picture of the Lord, the only Savior of sinners like us. The Lord in his incarnation, he came down to earth. He became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, sin apart. And in his divinity, he is God of very God. And on the cross, men and women, the sins of all for whom the Lord died were laid on him. Isaiah the prophet foresaw the cross. He looked onward through epochs of time to Calvary, and he saw the Christ of God arrayed on the cross. And in that wonderful 53rd chapter in verse 5, the prophet has this to say of our sin-bearer. Isaiah 53 in verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The Son of God, who became the Son of Man, he is the sin bearer. Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Oh, it's true, because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. There's a way back to God for us. From the dark paths of sin, there's a door that is open, and sinners may go in. At Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. There is only one way by which you can come to God. You must come by that way or be lost. When the children of Israel were bitten by the fiery serpents in the wilderness, how many ways were there to be healed? Just one. All who looked to the brazen serpent on the pole, they lived. When Naaman desperately sought the cure for leprosy, how many rivers were there that he could wash in and be clean? There was only one. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The gospel today sets before you the path of life. It commences at the cross. And oh, that this very day you would repent, that you would break off with your sin, forsake it, confess it to Christ, and put your trust in the finished work of his cross. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him, and you will be saved. I'm glad to tell you from the authority of the word that the Lord Jesus has power on earth to forgive sin. Paul, preaching in Antioch, in Acts chapter 13, in verses 38 and 9, Paul said, through this man, he's speaking of Christ, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Oh, today you can know the power of the gospel, its saving power, its redeeming power. There's power in the blood of Christ to wash you from your sins, to to justify you freely from all things. Young boy in the city of London became lost amidst its many streets. He went up to the police officer and he said, "Officer, take me to Charing Cross. Officer, take me to the cross. I can make my way home from there." And you today, you must get to Calvary's cross. It's the way of the cross. It's the work of the cross that leads to peace with God, to heaven and eternal home. Job chapter 22 and verse 21 gives this exhortation. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. In the course of your life, you have many acquaintances, but this is the vital one, the all-important one. Acquaint now thyself with Jesus Christ and be at peace. He has made peace for us through the blood shed so freely on the tree. May you today be saved. May you start the year with a new beginning. May the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts. We'll bow in prayer. Our gracious God, our loving Father, we thank thee that thy word declares, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And we pray now at the commencement of the new year, there will be those who will come just as they are, on the strength of the promise, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O bring others to thee, to the knowledge of thy so great salvation. We ask it in the Savior's worthy name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.